Hello, hello.
Blog
Welcome back.
Talk Radio.
Hey there. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. We took a week off because I had some laundry to iron, but I thank y'all for coming back and tuning back in. Welcome tonight. We're going to change the date. After the show, I'll send you all a text message and let you all know when the date, when we have our next show, because I'm losing too much to the football audience on a Sunday night. But we can get started. I want to talk to you all tonight about smear campaigning. You know, I mean, it's a little bit more adolescent and childish, but as I go on and as I live, I'm starting to see more and more now that there's a lot of adults that still carrying on that adolescence as if they just grew old and never grew up. Maybe they traumatized or smeared, or maybe they're just some of these people that's out here now that just carry that trauma with them until they die. I don't know, but all I know, it's like bottom of the deck dealing, because I never understood when a person get a chance to know you, and maybe sometimes you might treat them better than people that have in their past. It just takes one glimpse or one little bit to send them back to what other people have done to them, and now they figure that they got license to kill and license to ill on your name and your behalf, you know, because that's not a healthy state of a human being when they have to be reduced to smearing your name and trying to besmirch your name at the same time. So I was just wondering, callers and everybody else that's out there, that, you know, why do people have to be reduced to this such bad demeanor? You know, I can never understand it, because, you know, I've always thought that if it's that bad, you know, why would you want to keep rehashing all the bad things that was done or whatever? I mean, when things were so great and so good, you didn't have a word to say. But now, since things don't go your way and we got into the just and the thick of the relationship and it's about to end, now you want to run around and cry foul, you know, out of all this time being with that person. So, you know, that kind of hits close to home, because I've been through that and I'm still going through it. It's just that it's a big wonder to me, because I can never understand that. I mean, really, you know, because if you were anybody else or thugged out or really wasn't, you know, competent enough to really meet that person's need and take care of those people and their family as well, that you would probably get the red carpet treatment, you know, and wouldn't nobody or nothing bother you. So, you know, and when the relationship's over, wouldn't nothing else be said about that person. But I'm just wondering, because, like I said, sometimes when I do this show, I feel like I'm like a deer with the headlights cut on, or might, you know, because I'm trying to get an understanding. That's what I seek in these shows. I don't want to be like the killer whale or the bald eagle extinct, because I have to really recognize what's around me and what's going on. And that's why I have this show, so you all can give me some input, so I won't feel like it's only me. So I was just really wondering that, you know, the concept of that whole idea of, you know, sour grapes now, I'm finna dirty mac you and, you know, run your name in dirt and all those things. You know, I never understood it, man, because now that we got social networking and all this internet, it seems like court now. You know, once upon a time, it was only the civil and the criminal courts. But now it's so much emphasis and so much impact with all this media flying and all this stuff that the court of opinion is out trumping the civil and the criminal courts. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you really have a funny scenario now that, hey, he just done killed the whole town, but you know what? He don't wipe his butt when he used the bathroom. Ooh, boogie, boogie. So I don't know where we went lost on that track, but people think by lying and smearing your name is more deadly to you than getting sued for everything you got or facing 50 years in prison. So I don't know where this mindset is going. But, hey, I'm just trying to get an understanding of it so I know that I won't walk down that street again with whoever that I might want to have an encounter with or whoever I might want to be with. So, you know, basically, that's where I'm at. So, you know, I was just wondering that, hey, if that's the case, then why don't we all just roll up in a big ball and just stay away? Because it gets to a point where that becomes very, very toxic. And I don't like toxicity because you can never move from that. So that's why it's crazy, you know. So it's basically, that's what I want to get an understanding of, because I'm quite sure don't nobody want that to be bestowed on them, you know. And that's for real. So I'm just trying to get an understanding so I can be rational in my thinking, because as I got older, I found out it's better to respond than to react. And if you have to be reduced to that scenario, you had an option to whether you want to get up and leave, you know, or have no contact with them people, because no contact kills people like that at the most. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure it out. That's it. But at the same time, I don't want to feel like an alien either and be the only one subjected to that madness, because it's out here and it's alive and kicking, man. So I say that to anybody, you know, whether it's verbally, whether they're circulating pictures about you, you know, and intimate moments or whatever you had shared with those people. But I know it's just really not a matter of right and wrong. It's about a dignity and a human being issue. That if you didn't want that to be on you, why would you do that to somebody? Or is that all you got to hold your hat on? Because most of the time, these people that spawn this type of stuff, they have no life. They have no business. They have no jobs. They're sitting around all day trying to pinpoint and figuring out how to run your name through dirt. You know, and when people are reduced to that type of feeling and saying, then you know what? Hey, you can't take that back. But at the same time, I don't never want to be in a position like Scottie Jordan. I mean, forgive me, my man, I'm talking too much. But I don't want to be like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing that I really, really appreciated Jordan, because I'm a critic of his as far as personally and how he treat people beyond his persona, that I understand and I seen how he didn't never dignify all them smear campaigns and lies that Pippen did to him. Now, I don't know if Pippen Modem was a seller book or whatever to besmirch the greatest player of all time, but it didn't work because, you know, Michael Jordan felt like everything else, and that's how everybody should. Your record should speak for itself. You know, I don't care if you vote Republican or whatever you do, your record should still stand, because remember, lies falls and the truth always stands. So I really, really feel that way. If you're ever in that position, that's the road you should take. Because, man, you know, it's all about a measuring stick. When a person measures themselves and when they smear in other people's names, you got to really look at it for what it's worth. Because, hey, you know, life is about enjoying, making acquaintances, making friends, and looking for good and healthy things. You know, I don't think this is one of the real healthiest things to do when it comes to people. I mean, when we're kids in school and grammar school, it's okay. It's all right because you don't know no better. But when adults do it, you know, it's like a toxic atomic bomb just ready to go off, you know, and you don't get nothing in return for it. That's why I always wondered. Seriously, I always wondered, man, and I don't understand, because it always be the person that makes these accusations and all these lies. That means that if you've been with that person that you're with smearing their name, they've done more good for you than they could do anything wrong. So that's my whole attitude and concept behind all this madness, man, because I've had it done to me and it's still going on. But you know what, as I got old, I found out, hey man, I'm not gonna dignify or give no recognition to nothing that's crumbling. Why don't you try to be constructive? Like, tell me how to collect cans and make some money, or sell nachos on the back porch, you know, for real. So that's basically where I'm at with that scenario, because I don't understand it. I don't know where it's coming from. I really don't care, you know, because, hey, it ain't like I'm going to school every year meeting somebody new and making acquaintances. And not only that, hey, man, if you don't like me personally, because I knew who I was in kindergarten, so it don't matter to me. You know, you get in line and take a number, and hopefully that voodoo man from Beetlejuice don't sprinkle no dust on you or shrink you or snatch your number out your hand while you're trying to persecute and assault me with your verbiage, you know? So it doesn't matter to me, you know, because I think after this long period of time of living, I think my skin got a little bit thick, so I don't worry about those things. So I'm just trying to see. So basically, that's it. That's the topic for tonight. You know, why does this stuff still goes on and exist? So I tell you what, we're going to get down to one more minute, and I'm going to get ready to have a caller and have you all to call in and give me some understanding about this subject. So basically, that's it. That's what we're talking about tonight, smear campaigning and why do people do it? Because, you know, it's not a healthy sight, man, especially when you've done stuff on the positive instead of the negative. You know, I need you all to chime in and call in and give me your thoughts on it, because I don't want to be walking these streets alone. So I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, right now we're finna come in. And we finna get the first caller. Give me your thoughts. So here we go. All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. Open it. Yep. Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay. Okay, well, we're trying to get it set up so we can get us a caller. So, let's see. Okay, let's see if it's on. If the call is on. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, come in. You're live. Hello, caller? Hello, caller, call in. Call in. 536-999-3420. Hello, you're on live. Hello? Hello? Well, if you stay on, I'll come right back to you. I'm going to try to check this other call. So, hello, caller, you in? Hello?
Yeah, hey, Skip.
Hey, what's going on?
This is Brian, man. I'm all right, man. You know, it's always the same thing with me. It's Sunday night. I got to regroup for tomorrow.
I know.
Man, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm all right, man. Just enough for the city. You know, when reality hits, you know, you got to kind of not try to react. You got to kind of try to respond, and that's where I'm at right now. Because, you know, it's kind of a dark moment, but at the same time, I'm just trying to battle it on and move on. That's all. You know, I mean, hey, I don't want to let the ball stop rolling, man. So I got to move on.
It's never, like, ever.
Right. It's like boxing, stick and move, you know? So, yeah. So what's your thought about the topic tonight, Brian?
Well, you know what, Skip? I'm going to tell you something. The older I get, the more I realize how dumb people are.
Yeah.
They don't make that growth, you know? And you see it when you be out there in public and you see the stuff that people do to each other and how they react to each other, you know? All that, you know, they want to talk about this person, talk about that person. It just ain't even necessary. So what you try to do is just you try to find people that kind of think like you. If you know, you're a positive person, then try to find some positive people. And when you catch your friends doing something, you know, say, hey, man, I don't really want to get down with that stuff, you know?
Right.
And that's your best bet, man. Just try not to lower yourself. You know, because for some reason, people want to hear smear. That's what the whole reality TV is about, smear, you know.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is this, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at it from an alien point of view. If, you know, I had to come down to this earth and figure out that's what they're doing before they could try to build and help and be constructive, you know, that's really unhealthy. And that's something that I wouldn't want to be involved with, to be honest with you, man. Because remember,
and the spaceship would go back up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it wouldn't even stop here to make a left turn at Albuquerque. You know what I'm saying? Because... yeah, man, because, you know, I mean, that energy that you use for that, you could have been building something or making something. You know what I'm saying? Who sits on the porch all day like that movie, Do the Right Thing, talk about criticize and critique? Because, you know, like in that movie, it was found out that, hey, the reason why they did that, they didn't have nothing to do with themselves. And they really don't have nothing to hold their hat on. That's why they always dignify, yeah, like Living Color. Don't talk about Miss Jenkins. Yeah. It's a lot of neighbors going around and say, don't talk about Miss Jenkins, you know?
And
that's
then,
crazy.
And then out the other side of their mouth talking about Miss Jenkins, you know?
Yeah. So, you know,
yeah.
It's quite funky, man. It's really funky. That's why, I'm just trying to get away and avoid it because it's so easy to do. And you know what's the hurting part the most, man? It's when your so-called family, whether it's paternal family that you were born in or the people that you tried to make a part of your family, when they do it, man, you know, because it gets serious. Yeah, it gets so serious to the extremes. They were allowing a stack of Bibles, man, in front of a judge or a preacher or whoever to try to get their point taken so all these people can believe them about you. And I never understood that. That shit is crazy. I mean, that stuff is crazy, man. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's madness.
Yeah, it's too mad.
Like I say though, man, you know, you try to rise above all that stuff. And people gonna believe what they wanna believe. You know, you can't make somebody, if it's the truth, it's the truth, man. You know
right.
what I'm saying? If you stand up and you got the intestinal fortitude to say, hey, that ain't true, then hey
right.
man, the real people will accept what you say. The
ding
dongs would go along with what the ding dong said. They ding dong, and you just
yeah.
take note on that and put it in your book. And you keep it moving, brother. That's
yeah.
how that works, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Yeah,
because
real.
You know what? You know, it's too easy at hand for people to besmirch your name. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like I found out dealing with narcissistic people. Hey, man, the best thing I can do is show you that I don't give a F-U-C-K and have no contact. That'll burn you up more than what you ever tried to do to me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Skip, what Mark Twain said is best. He said, a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes. And that's the truth, man. People live for lies. They love the juice.
Yeah.
Ain't that what they say now? They love
That's
to
true.
See. They want to get it. And you know, and I just, you know, you just wish and hope, but I know that they ain't, you know, that people make a growth. That's all I say. Yeah.
Right.
But hey, man, I had texted you earlier because I was telling you, I was checking you out because I was on the phone when the show started.
Okay.
Put a pitch out there for you. If you can't call in, you can check you out on blogtalkradio.com, man.
Cool.
Mitchell
cool.
Kenneth 224. Yeah, that's
okay.
That's what I do. If it's all right with you, after I get off this phone, I'm gonna keep the show rolling and clear the lines up.
Okay.
I appreciate you having this show and thanks for putting me on tonight, man.
Hey, man, anytime, man. You know what? This is my lifeline. It's like Jordan on the court, just shooting the ball, because when all else fails, I got this, if nothing else, no matter what's around me or how hard or how bad things are. So, you know, I really appreciate you calling and all the rest of the callers, man, because it keeps me sane from instead of having that Full Metal Jacket look. Joker, I'm already in the world of S-H-I-T. You know?
That's right.
For real,
man.
Yeah.
Too, man.
Hey. Yeah. Well, hey, man, I'm going to get another caller, man, and thanks for calling. I really appreciate it. I really do, man.
Hey, man, keep up the good work, brother. You're doing good. Have a good evening, man.
You too and your family as well, man, and thanks.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Okay. We'll holler later. Next caller. Next caller. Hello, next caller. Hold on, there's some technical difficulty, y'all. It's different this week because I'm doing this traveling. So let me see. Let me try to get my next caller in. Can't get it. Let's try another caller. Hello, new caller. Hey, Brian. Oh, Lord. Let me see, y'all. Hold on. Give me one second. Yeah. I hate this dead air, y'all, so bear with me. Yeah. So, like I said, this is kind of crazy, y'all. I've been going through it all my life, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of hard when you're grown now. I mean, when we was adolescent school kids, we can overlook it, but now it's funky, man. It's very funky. So, you know, it's very funky. So, you know, yeah. So, I don't know. Have y'all ever experienced that? You know, have y'all really experienced that? Next caller. Hello. Hello, next caller. Hey. You live. Hello.
Okay.
What's up, Eric? What's going on? How you feeling, man?
I'm trying to send you that video I was telling you about the 666, and they took it off the TV.
Oh, yeah? So what was that pertaining to?
Oh, what was that? Dave?
Huh? Eric, the skip, speak up. Eric.
Oh, good.
Eric, speak up.
Good.
Eric, speak up.
Well, I told you she didn't need anything but that candy.
Speak up, Eric. Hello? Hello? Yeah, Eric. Oh, Lord, we done missed another call.
Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with this board, y'all.
Okay.
So bear with me because you know what? I'm trying to get my guest. I'm trying to make things happen to make it live.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would like y'all input, man. For all the callers that's on there, I would love y'all input. But I don't know what's going on with this thing technically again, man. It's stupid. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure it out. That's for real. So.
Yeah, I know you did. Oh, well.
So, we're just trying to go live. Hello?
Yeah.
Well, hey, y'all, like I said, I thank y'all for calling tonight, and I really appreciate it because, man, I'm lost at bay, so... you know, I'm just trying to make sure that, hey, everything's straight. No, I got it together. Next caller.
Yeah, better move now than when we left
next
yesterday.
Yeah, so.
Hello?
I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to figure it out. So, you know, I need to get y'all input. I'm just make it happen. And hey, I want you all out there to understand that because people try to besmirch your name and trying to hurt you, that don't validate or have no validity to who you are. So, you know what? They can keep talking and doing all they want. But in the end, actually, you know what? They're going to be the ones left holding the bag. Because remember, people always remember what other people say. So you got to kind of understand that that's what they own. So if that's what they're about, let them be about it. You know,
I know.
Because, hey, you got to challenge yourself and do what you have to do. So, you know, basically, that's what it's all about. That's all what it's all about. Because, you know, we're going to all go through some turbulent times. And we're going to all, you know, make certain mistakes and everything. But at the same time, we're going to all have to live with ourselves, more importantly than anything. So, you know, that's what must be understood, because that shouldn't have to stop you. It shouldn't have to stop nothing or whatever you're about. So, hey, man, just hold steady fast and just keep moving on like boxing. Stick and move, stick and move. You know, because they can't do nothing to you anyway. That's all they can do from a distance. You know, me, myself, I feel that way. Cause can't nothing be done. You can't do nothing to me. You can't. That's all you can do. Deal from the bottom of the deck. Other than that, man, please. Shit, for every time, if I were to consider, for every time when somebody says something about me, do you think that that's really going to stop anything? I had to find that out when I was a kid. You know that, hey, what they say don't count. It don't matter. For real. My mother used to always tell me that. It don't matter. It really don't matter. So, you know what? Later for now. Straight up. For real, because it's not like they finna stop the world or stop you. So, you know, hey, it holds no weight. It really don't. It holds no weight. So, we ain't gonna worry about them. Straight up, we're not. So, basically, that's it. But, you know, in a way, it's kind of funny because myself, I like the attention. I love the attention. I really do. I love the attention. So, you know, hey, you can talk about me. That must be, and I'm doing something right. Because I had a scenario that I went through at my job, you know. For real, man. And it's kind of funny because, you know, in the beginning, I was just a big mouth, loud mouth, right? And couldn't nobody like me. But, you know, now that I'm doing my show, a lot of these people really want to know what my show is and what I'm doing and asking other people how did they get in contact to get to the show. And like I explained to the other person that was trying to be the messenger, hey, man, just give them the number. Maybe they can tune in and, hey, we can recognize something that they can't recognize.
Mommy,
so,
just gave me something.
You know, hey, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's why, hey, I don't mind. I don't turn nobody down. I just want to make sure that everything is right. You know? And that's for real. That's basically it. So let's try this again. This board is messing up, you all. I'm trying to get my callers in. So let's try it like this. I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. No, we're frozen. It's frozen. Oh Lord. So, yeah. So basically, that's it. Other than that, you all, it's great. It's been a great moving thing. And hey, man, I love all of these things that we're doing and I want to keep this fire going. So I just want you all to know that, hey, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, with some understanding, hopefully with a lot of peace and love as well. So that's basically what I'm looking at, and that's for real. So, you know, it's okay. It's okay. I guess by me using my Gmail instead of my phone, I can't get my other callers in, and I want to apologize to you all about that because, man, you know, I want to hear your input. That's for real. You know what I'm saying? Because can't nobody be you but you. And not at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, when you look yourself in that mirror and find out that you're a beautiful human being, it doesn't matter what they say. They can't say nothing to you. They can't tell you nothing. So that's all they got. They ain't got nothing else to hold their hat on. That's why they decide to do what they want to do. So, you know what? Later for them. Later for them. That's for real. You know, so that's basically it. So, hey, I want to thank you all for calling in tonight because we just go get down here and get ready and see what's going on in this life and for the rest of this week and the weeks to come. I enjoy talking to you all, man. Y'all just don't know, you know. I really feel good. And, you know, I just want to get a clear understanding. And hopefully you all appreciate it just like I do. Because without it, man, brother being a cold. For real. Because I wouldn't know how things are going on or what's around me. So, basically, that's where I'm at with this. Because, like I said, I just need a lot of understanding. Not just peace and love, but a lot of understanding. So then I know how to react. I know how to get along with people instead of just being like, you know, so isolated or so negative to a point that I just can't get along and relate to people unless I'm talking about somebody. You know? For real. Because I love talking, as you can see. But I need the right type of flavor to talk so I can understand and do something positive with these conversations. Not just to be talking. You know, I'm serious. So, you know, that's where I'm at. For real. That's just where I'm at. And that's why I'm just trying to get a lot of understanding and get some joy out of this. Because I do. I have a lot of fun communicating and relating to you all. You know, that's why I try to be consistent more than anything. Because, man, it's nothing like it to share some views and get some understanding. That's what we're here for. And if we can find some solutions, we can do that too. I spearhead it. You know, it's basically like I'm to a point now, I really don't have too much to lose, you know? For real. That's why I'm motivated and have a lot of enthusiasm when I do this. So, basically, that's it. You know, that's for real. So I want y'all to understand and just remember that because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You know, nothing more, nothing less. Yeah, because that's where I get my comfort. But I want you all to have comfort as well because we can always have a dialogue. You know, and we can enjoy the dialogue we haven't, excuse me. You know, and that's the good part about it. That's the joy of it. So keep calling in, man. I keep these topics going on, you know. And we can just have a good time because I enjoy it. So basically that's it. So Other than that, I don't have too much to say because I can't even get my host to call in, man. They downloaded off my Gmail. I didn't want that. I want the mics to be open. So, you know, I appreciate y'all still listening. You know, because now that I know better and I got the response of other people, I don't feel like it's just me. Because, you know, I can get passionate, emotional, and be in rare form when things don't kind of look right. That's why I have to consult with you all to get a clear understanding, because you know what? I can't expect people to think and feel like I do all the time. But, you know, if it's more than one comment or input on somebody to tell you when you're doing something wrong, I think we all need to hear. Take heed to it, just like we need to take heed to when somebody say that certain behaviors ain't right, whether it's on you or whether it's on anybody else. It has to be recognized, so I don't be walking around here like I'm lost. So that's basically it. Yep, so I guess we finna close out in about another couple of minutes because I don't see no other callers calling in. So we'll just probably close out. And the next group text I send you all, I think the dates are going to change because, like I said, I can't out-trump NFL football. So I got to get the audience back to where, hey, we can have a lot of people call in and we can all talk and elaborate because I didn't know. I forgot. I picked the last football game of the day to have my show. So you'll see it. I keep you posted, and I'll let you all know, you know, when it's time for the show, it'll pop up. So I just want to thank you all for calling in because it's a pleasure and it's a privilege. Every time I get a chance to do this show, man, you know, I feel that, you know, not just I, but we all have an input put on enlightening each other. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing, man, to me. Because it's like, man, that happened to you? Yeah, that happened to me. So I understand, and I love it. So basically, that's it. Yeah, basically, that's it. You know, for real. Because the baseball playoffs is coming up, too. So, I'm just trying to get the understanding and realize that's it. So we'll make it happen because I'm about to put it down, y'all. So the next text that I send you all in the group text, that'll be tonight. I think it'll be Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. That's probably when everybody getting ready to go to work on the middle of the hump week. But I really, really, from the bottom of my heart and sincerely, I really appreciate you all calling in and being in the audience, man, because that makes me feel like I'm worth something and I'm worth doing something. So, you know, I want to thank you all, and I really mean it. So I'll just go ahead and just get ready for this next move next week, and hopefully you all will move with me. So I'll just talk to you all later. Have a good one. Keep love and God first. Main thing as we get older, keep some peace and some solace in your life. And then it'll always be beautiful. So until next week, you all, I'll talk to you later. I'm signing off for now. You all have a good one. Goodbye. Stop that shit and fuck my show up. Oof.